Here's how things stand as of now in the Chicago mayor's race. Officials begin printing ballots today for the city elections, which come next month, and officials plan not to include the name of Rahm Emanuel. The former White House chief of staff was the front runner in the race to be Chicago's next mayor. He's been knocked off the ballot by an Illinois appeals court that said he did not meet the residency requirement. Emanuel's attorneys are appealing, but time is running short, as NPR's David Shaper reports.
Illinois' municipal code requires that candidates must live in the city where they seek public office for at least 1 year prior to the election. But it's not quite that simple. Courts have ruled in the past that candidates who show intent to return can maintain residency. Former Chicago Congressman Rahm Emanuel moved to Washington, D.C. 2 years ago to serve as President Obama's chief of staff. And he contends that even though he didn't return until October to run in the February 22nd election, he's still a resident.
I still own a home here. Look forward to moving into it one day. Vote from here. Pay property taxes here.
But challengers to Emanuel's residency argue that because he rented out his Northside home, he forfeited residency. After a hearing on the matter, the Chicago Board of Elections ruled in Emanuel's favor. And when the challengers took the matter to state court, that judge sided with Emanuel too. But now, in a controversial 2-1 ruling, an appellate court panel is reversing those earlier decisions and ordering that Emanuel's name be left off the ballot. Chicago Board of Elections spokesman Jim Allen says printing begins today.
We'll be going to press with one less candidate on the ballot.
Allen says even though the city elections are just 4 weeks away, the elections board held off on printing ballots until the appeals court ruled. Now he says they're in a race against time to get absentee ballots out in the mail and to program electronic voting machines for early voting, which begins next week.
This has been a long time coming. We have to hit the go button.
Emanuel's attorneys file an appeal today with the Illinois Supreme Court and ask for a stay to stop the printing of ballots. Emanuel says he has no doubt that in the end he will prevail, adding that the courts shouldn't be deciding this election.
I do believe that the people of the city of Chicago deserve the right to make a decision of who they want to be their next mayor.
Emanuel had far and away been the front runner in the race to succeed retiring Mayor Richard Daley, whose departure created the first wide open race for mayor in decades. But Emanuel's fundraising prowess and early lead in the polls helped narrow the field from as many as 20 candidates down to just 4 legitimate contenders. The latest polls had Emanuel leading the second place candidate, former U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Braun, by a 2-1 margin. So Mosley Braun is quickly trying to take advantage of Emanuel's court delivered setback.
I'm hoping that supporters of Mr. Emanuel, supporters, people who are undecided, will choose to join our coalition of conscience, will choose to embrace the message that we have been consistently trying to bring to the city.
But political observers say there really isn't much traction to gain just yet for Mosley Braun and Emanuel's other opponents, City Clerk Miguel Del Valle and former school board president Gary Chico. Alan Gittleson is a political science professor at Loyola University of Chicago.
So I think from all perspectives, really, we find that the election in some ways is kind of on an interesting hold.
Gittleson says Emanuel's fight to get back on the ballot will dominate news coverage in coming days. But if he loses, the mayor's race will surely be up for grabs among those who remain. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.